Welcome to the Bite Size Book Club podcast, She Well Read. We're your hosts, Alana
and Samra, and we're two Black girls in our mid-20s who are on a journey to get back into reading.
Our goal is to encourage women to not only read any and everything, but to also read at your own pace. Each episode, we take a bite-sized approach to reading by breaking down one chapter of a book and diving into a multitude of topics.
We see reading as a source of empowerment and want to bring people together through shared experiences and provide a platform that promotes reading as a source of empowerment.
Thanks for being here, and let's get on to the show. Hey, well-read baddies. Welcome to another mini-sode Monday of She Well Read. I'm Alana.
And I'm Samra.
And today we're switching things up a little bit. We are going to play, guys, one of our Patreon mini-sodes. This was one that we recorded. Gosh, what did we record? This was the summer?
Early summer, right? It must have been. Because hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie. Yes. And Renaissance. So it had to have been after July when we went to see Beyonce.
We
talked about Renaissance too.
So excited after that concert. I mean, just floating on air practically.
Literally. So yeah, we wanted to drop this episode today to give y'all kind of an inside look at how our Patreon minisodes go, and maybe it'll incentivize you to join our Patreon. The link for that is in our description. And what else? What else am I trying to think of? Yeah, support our Patreon.
At night.
Yes, this is... Oh, yeah, I guess we could talk about what these Patreon minisodes are. So you guys know how we do in our normal episodes where we do a little coffee break where Sam and I, like, catch up or talk about current events. So in our Patreon, like, the entire episode, it's like that. Instead of just having a segment for it, and we call it our coffee breaks at night episode.
After the one, the only SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, shout out to the Bob. I thought this, like, came out. I don't think I've ever heard anybody refer to SpongeBob as the Bob.
Okay, you heard it here first, y'all. that's great.
This is a She Well Read original, actually. Actually, no, I feel like I could get sued because he's probably trademarked and everything.
Not the Bob is coming for you.
Oh my gosh, not the Bob, not the Nick.
Oh God.
Anywho, okay. So yeah, tune in to this episode. This is our Patreon minisode. And yeah, we're going to shut up and let y'all listen. Enjoy. Hey, well-read Patreon baddies. Welcome to another... Fuck, what do we call this?
At night.
You're right. I'm Alana.
And I'm Samra.
And thank you for tuning in to our latest edition Patreon episode.
A Barbie girl.
I'm just Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. Me and Dom have been like, hi, Barb. Well, I've been forcing him, but he'll go, hi, Barbie. And I go, hi, Ken.
Man, I wish Austin would get on board. He's so over me.
Not already over you.
Because literally when I came back, like, before I even left for the movie, because you saw the outfit I had on, like,
he was down to the socks.
Pink down to the socks, okay? And he was like, you really going to the movies like this? And I said, yeah.
And what about it?
He was like, he was weak as fuck.
This is where you say slay queen. I'm going to have to give him the gorlification.
Not the gorlification of Austin. I'm so weak. And then when I came home, he had cut my front yard.
Oh, wait. Can we give claps to Ken for that?
Yes. Snaps for Ken.
Kens are good at things like mowing lawns.
That's what they're here for.
Back and forth.
Figurative lawns also. Oh. I'm so weak. But
I came back. He was asking me something about one, like a yard tool. And I was like, I don't know. I'm just Barbie.
I'm just a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Sorry. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is going to be a thing, isn't it? And I said, yeah, it is. He was like, what if I just started saying, and I'm just Ken? And I was like, as you should.
That would be great, actually. Thank
right.
Just accept it.
Yeah, he said it one time and I wasn't expecting it. And I was like, I see you.
Oh, he knows.
He knows.
He's just saving it so it's more special.
Yeah. But I love the movie. Here for it.
I loved it too, girl. I was a little skeptical. I was like, what's with all these big words?
Not with all these big words.
I understood it, but I was like, from the perspective of a kid.
And that is what was interesting, because I watched an interview with Margot Robbie, and she was like, you know how some movies say, like, oh, it's for everyone. This movie really is for everyone. And I was like, maybe not for kids of a certain age. Well, I will say Alyssa, and Alyssa's like 11.
Okay, what'd she feel?
She got it. She okay. was like, because she watched it on Friday. And she was like, 11-year-olds
are pretty grown, that's true.
Yeah, she was like, it was very much a feminist movie. But like, I think she also went into it wanting it to be like more playful. Like a lot of people thought it was going to be a kids movie. And I think that's what a lot of kids were hoping for, even though I still think it was an important message. And I personally think they did a nice balance of the two. But yeah. I could see how like you're being a kid and like you really want it to be the Barbie movie. Just like when we went to go see the Bratz movie when it came out. It was the Bratz movie. You know what I mean? There was still that underlying message.
But the Bratz movie, like the Bratz original movie?
Yeah, with the real people.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I guess kind of the same thing. You're right.
But like they did it more like.
But it was more real.
Yeah. And like Barbie, like they were still playing on the toy, but also mixing the human element and then the messaging, which like I still think was important because Barbie was kind of that doll that, you know, people were like, oh,
she got
like,
political.
Yeah, she was politicized.
Yes.
So I feel like it did make sense in the movie, but I could see some kids being disappointed because it wasn't just like a traditional Barbie movie. I mean, there's so many Barbie movies though.
That's
like,
there's true.
So many cartoon Barbie movies.
That's true. I guess if you really want like the Barbie vibes, like the real toy Barbie, like that would be more up your alley.
Right. Oh, and fuck, the movie was PG-13.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. So like that should have also told you.
I hear PG-13, I'm thinking maybe she's wearing... Maybe it's like a sexier scene, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's perfect body, da da da. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe like she's like showing some cleavage and maybe some men objectify her. Like I'm not thinking like, oh, they're going to talk about like feminist theory. Like this is, it was a bit more intense than I thought at certain points. For me, where I am at in life, it was literally the perfect movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I feel like we were the target audience.
Right.
But yeah. I agree. Like, if I'm just a kid, like how we're like, I'm a Barbie girl.
I'm just a Barbie girl.
Like if I'm trying to go and escape, like, it didn't let me do that at all. It just kept bringing back reality of like, I mean, the mom was crying. I mean, the whole ending, like, what is that monologue? The ending monologue? I mean, it was depressing. I mean, it was based on her depressing drawing. So the whole thing was really real. It was almost too real, but so heartwarming and heartfelt. And, like, it did give me a feel-good feeling at the end, but...
Mm-hmm. I do feel like they could have done... Like, in that interview, she should have said, this is for the 90s Barbie girls. This is not for the little kids wanting to come see a cute Barbie movie. That's not what this movie was. That's where I will be like, yeah, I'm not on that boat.
Yeah, she really fooled me when she said all ages.
Which honestly got me worried because I was like, oh, fuck. Is this going to be like some cheesy shit that like I'm not going to enjoy? But then when I started seeing people talk about it, I did see mixed things, but I saw Jamie. You might know, she's one of the ladies from the podcast, the ones that we were on the panel with, and I saw how much she enjoyed it. And I find that I usually have similar like things that I like with her. So I was like, okay, this is giving me hope that I'm gonna like enjoy this movie. Okay, but I also looked up the Bratz movie because I was originally trying to find the rating. It was rated PG, which made a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But tell me why it got a 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That makes sense also. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the budget was $20 million, and in the box office it only made $26
million. Yikes. I mean, it was ambitious. Let's be honest.
But I box loved office. That. I loved that movie, though.
I'll be honest. I didn't see it in theaters. Nope.
I did.
Oh, see, I saw it on DVD.
I had the DVD also.
Okay, so she was standing.
I was standing. And I think, I don't know. And, you know, obviously this is a different time of like marketing for movies and things like that. And
different budget.
Different budgets. Yeah, all of the above. Because like, I remember I made my sisters watch the Bratz movie.
I just feel like the Bratz movie was like so, yes, the marketing, very different, but it feels more like an indie movie. Like it feels more like a, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like a TV special. I don't know why, but it wasn't giving budget.
It wasn't.
At my young age, like, for...
like, also, okay, that had $20 million. Barbie's budget was $145 million.
That totally explains that.
Like, I feel like if the Bratz movie would have came out now...
Oh, my God. We would have been... But we would have had such different expectations. I mean, I don't remember the Bratz movie like that, but...
Oh, I watched it a million times. I remember that movie back and forth. I remember these songs. I still sing these songs. They're on my playlist.
They were singing? See, that's another thing. Why they need to sing. Why are they always trying to make these toys sing a song? It's not a musical.
But they had a whole theme song. The Bratz song.
Oh, I don't know that song.
The one, ooh, Bratz, best friends.
Don't know it.
I forget.
I don't know that song, girl. Did they play it in the movie?
No.
Okay. I don't know that song.
That Bratitude? Oh, my gosh. We got that Bratitude. It's not an attitude. We got that Bratitude. Yeah. Come on. And I could sing the whole song right now, word for word.
I'm definitely trying to get that soundtrack, Lana.
It's on Spotify.
That's a bomb soundtrack. Very good.
It's so camp.
I think they should do another one and just make it like rated R, because let's face it, the Bratz were sexy, honey.
The Bratz were sexy.
They were the sexy girls.
They were. Like, oh my gosh, and like Meredith, the girl in the movie who was like against the Bratz, her in the tea was her songs were better than the Bratz songs. And like at the like the scene where they're at the talent show,
girl,
that It's All About Me song, iconic. And I was like, she should have won. It was given budget. It was given talent. But I know why the Bratz had to win, because they had to tell a story and it was the whole fucking plot.
Not you rooting for the anti-hero.
No, this whole, I've seen TikToks on it where it's like, let's be fucking honest about who should have won this fucking talent show.
Oh, this was a cultural moment.
This was a cultural moment.
That's
like,
so
and I still fun. Know all of the lyrics. You know it's all about me. Boom, do, 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 do. You know it's all about me. And like, it was so, like, literally the first line, don't hate me because I got it going on. It's just me. I'm hot, never cold. I can rock it any way that I choose. I'm so good. Oh, yeah, I make up all the rules. I can't help it that I set all the trends. Everybody wants to be my best friend. Wow. It's infectious, baby. Don't you forget it. Enjoy all this love fest. You know that it's all about me. It, like, I could keep going, but I'm going to stop myself.
This sounds like a song on the radio right now.
It could have been. It was, and like, It was you. I'm gonna send it to you because you have to listen to it. You'll understand. Like,
please send gratitude. Also,
I will send the entire soundtrack.
Anywho, the best.
Back to the conversation at hand. Barbie was a 10 out of 10. It was still a great movie, great messaging, and I
give it an 8 out of 10.
Period. I'm here also because the conservatives are quaking from this movie.
I know. I'm so freaking weak at them.
Like, it's so funny to watch because the plot is just going way over their head. Because they're like, this is anti-man, and it's actually not.
I'm so weak. Well, it is, right?
No.
It's not is.
It's not, though. It's like, we're talking about, obviously, how, damn, it was the perfect TikTok. I'm going to send it to you. That explained how it really was about Ken and Barbie.
Okay, at the end. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, like the whole thing, it was like,
I mean, at Ken, the end, but the whole movie was very much men are very giving dumb.
Yeah. But it was also like Ken felt he had to be this macho whatever to get Barbie's to finally get her attention. And like she was leading him on for so long that like he like cracked and felt like that's what he had to do in order to get her attention. But like, really, he was Knuff. It just wasn't with her.
Wow. No, you're so right. And tell me why Ken was my favorite character in the movie.
Absolutely.
He really added this. He just did such a good job, that Ryan Gosling dude.
That Ryan Gosling, man, he looked fine as fuck in that movie, too.
You know, it's funny because we all roasted him initially when the...
I was not a part of that.
I wasn't either, though. You're right. Let's not say we.
They did roast this man.
They were like, he is so ugly. Y'all didn't grow up on him like we did.
Right.
Like, y'all don't know.
The Notebook, hello?
But also tell me why the whole frickin'... The whole freaking cast of Sex Education was in that damn movie.
Literally, I was like, hello?
Sex Education to Barbie Pipeline? It must have been like the same set.
I said, is this where all of y'all are leaving the show, left the show because of fucking Barbie? No. You're all here.
Real though. And I, you know, I heard something and I believe that it's true about Sex Education.
What about it?
That it was good the first two seasons.
Whoa, wait. Pin in that. You haven't watched Sex Education?
I've watched the first two seasons, but I fell off after that. And someone said something that I was like, yes, this is why I fell off. It's because at a certain point, they just started throwing every type of LGBTQ plus character that is possible into the mix. Just like they felt like they were on some sort of, not me sounded like Fox News, but it was some sort of gay propaganda.
Bitch.
They're not going to stop till we're all gay.
Bitch. Are you okay? Is everything okay at home?
No, that's what they were saying about Barbie.
Shut up.
No, seriously. That was like a review. They did a bunch of reviews in like Barbie font. And it was like,
oh my God.
Just all conservative reviewers.
But the thing is, there's like, and it's like the perfect, like, this was the, yeah, like the whole thing in the movie, how everyone's talking about Ryan Gosling, like, oh my God, yeah, he's got to be up for an Oscar. Like, there's so much Oscar buzz about him getting an Oscar nomination. But what about Margot Robbie for her role as Barbie?
Yeah, I definitely think she needs, well, she got an, did she get an award? Has she gotten any awards? Let me Google it.
I was about to say, I don't think so. I think she's maybe been nominated.
Because she has really embodied a few of her roles to the T, to the point where, oh my gosh, Google's doing some sort of Barbie thing. I just Googled her name.
The Barbie marketing never stops.
Yeah, that was, I've never seen Google do that in my life.
Yeah, somebody, I meant to do it earlier because somebody said it on, I think it was Google.
No, that was fun. Try it out.
I just did it. This is so cute. Like the whole page is fucking pink.
and you can like do the little sparkle things again.
Okay, she did win. Okay, great. I mean,
what did she win?
Nothing. No Emmys or anything. She won a People's Choice Award. She won a Critics' Choice Award. She won just a bunch of other random awards. Not to call them random, but they're not on my list of awards that I know of. Mm-hmm. But have you seen I, Tonya? Because I lost Margot Robbie in that film.
What do you mean you lost? Oh, like you thought she was Tonya
anymore. Yeah.
I've seen clips and I've seen like how good, like, oh gosh, the woman who plays her mom in that movie too, act her ass off. I love her in general.
Yes.
I think it's something Channy. Fuck, why can't I think of her name?
Yes.
I love her too.
Yeah. That movie was surprisingly good as fuck. Allison
Channy.
Channy.
Yeah. Oh, it's got a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. As it should.
That movie was good. And then Wolf of Wall Street, she ate that role up. I mean, the movie would not have been the movie without her. I'm sorry. It just wouldn't have.
Oh my gosh. Even her is fucking Harley Quinn. Like, she is Harley Quinn.
She's like one of the greater actors of our generation, definitely.
Yeah, she is. And, yeah, I think the bar, like, it exceeded my expectations of what I didn't even know what to go in to think about what this movie was. I knew there was going to be subliminal messages.
The Mattel stuff, bleeping with the Mattel. And
oh,
like,
yeah, that shit was so funny.
Her cutting in when Margot's crying, saying I'm ugly and all this stuff. And she'd be like, Mattel's choice of Margot Robbie is really not selling this line. I was like, how are you shading Mattel? They gave you money and you're shading them. That's the type of balls that I need at work.
Well, but so Margot Robbie, I saw an interview because my whole fucking timeline is Barbie. But she literally, like, she was like, she got the script and she was like, there's no way Mattel is green lighting this. But they did. They knew. And they were in on it. But like, I think that's the type of rebranding you have to do.
Well, this is true.
With something, especially like Barbie, like, you know, because the whole movie was like in the beginning, Barbie, you can be anything. Like, that's the whole tagline of Barbie. You can do anything, blah, blah, blah. But their dolls didn't actually reflect that. Like, you were saying this one thing, but you weren't actually promoting that also.
Yeah, what happened to a certain extent. Women?
Right. Like you said, when Helen Mirren, which her being the narrator was perfect. Trying to figure out who Helen Mirren is.
Yeah.
She was the narrator. Trying to think, what did Helen Mirren? Oh, you're about to Google. I'm like trying to think like what she's been in, and I'm like blanking on what's like a role where I'm like, oh, you're going to know who I'm talking about.
She's British though. Was she like in like she's in The Queen?
Yeah, The Crown.
The Queen
or The Queen.
So I thought I was saying The Crown, but it turns out no.
Oh,
okay.
But yeah, Helen Mirren.
Like a Downton Abbey type.
Yeah,
that's all I know. When I see actresses like her, they're always in a bunch of old timey movies.
But, like, I love Helen Mirren. She's iconic. Just, like, even as a person.
Oh, put me on.
But, anywho, yeah, Barbie, I really enjoyed it. I was here for it. And I think people should get over it. Because you're just proving the point of the whole movie.
I will say this movie has rewatchability. Like, I will rewatch this several times. And I feel like I'll just continue to keep getting more from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I'll show to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make my granddaughter watch it too now.
Yeah, but I really, it was, now that I keep thinking about it, it really was. And I've seen so many TikToks of like older women taking their Barbies out of the package, because like, you know, that was a big thing when we were growing up, like, don't take her out of the pack. But it's like, but I want to play with her. Like, that's the whole point of a fucking doll. Like, I want to play. Or even like I saw somebody, she went and bought a Barbie doll. She was like, even at my big age, like I'm 26, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is healing my inner child, because she was saying when she was 16, her mom gave away her Barbies because she was like, you're too old for this. And it's like, how, like, that's just so sad. That, and I saw another one where it was like, we as, or maybe this was from the movie I'm quoting, like, we as women, like, we have to, like, get over though, like, those part, like, younger, like, more adolescent child, quote unquote, childish parts of our childhood and, like, grow up, quote unquote. But men, like, it's okay for them to still be playing video games at 30.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, it's never, you're never too old to do that. But, like, somehow for women, we're too old to play with dolls or, like, you know, just like, and I really think the movie harped on, like, whatever brings you joy, like, that's what you do. And whatever, like, heals your inner child, that's what you do. And, like,
heal yourself.
Yeah. And, like, the mom, like remembering when she was playing with the Barbies with her kid. And then, like, you know, her kid grew up and didn't really want to play anymore. But, like, they still hold sentimental value. Like, I don't know. The power of Barbie. The power of just the messaging really did it for me. I really liked this movie.
Right. And the way they... Really, one thing I really fucking appreciate about this script, and I think what makes it bigger than just a movie about this damn doll, is this relationship that I had never thought about between the Barbie, the mother, and the daughter. Mm. Like, hello? Like, who buys you your first Barbie? It's not your fucking dad. It's your mom. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's like... The moms loved it growing up. So it's almost like they are passing down like this memory of theirs to you. And then the Barbie's like a grown woman. So you're looking at the Barbie like, oh, that's someone that could like my mom, like how you think your mom's so beautiful. And like they even did a good job of showing how we think like just natural women are so beautiful as like women. But it's like in this deep way. It's not in this like what we're supposed to think way. It's almost like, oh, you're so beautiful. Like when you really look at a woman who's like aged and has lived a whole life, it's like you see the beauty, but society will never just like show that to you or put that in a package, right? But like that relationship just keeps on going, and that it is a timeless brand. Like Mattel, you know, I hate capitalism, but y'all did something with Barbie. Or should I say Miss Ma'am who created it? What was her name? Ruth or whatever?
Yeah. And then I think her daughter's name was Barbara.
Oh my God. I mean, that is Barbie. And I do agree. Like we lost the meaning of Barbie. I haven't thought about... I was the little... teenage girl who was like, Barbie just reminds me of everything wrong with me. You know what I mean? I had forgotten this magical, special, true relationship that a Barbie really actually freaking represents.
That's a blah-blah-blah message.
I see why they greenlighted the script, because it's so deep. It just keeps sinking in on so many different levels.
Yeah. And they have, there's also like apparently 40 something other toy related movies from Mattel that are in the works. And I'm just like
40 something?
Yeah. It's rumored. It's rumored.
That's a lot of damn toys.
Yeah, it is a lot.
I did not even have that many toys in my house.
I know, but there's supposed to be so many more that are coming out. I don't know how they're going to match up to Barbie.
Well, like I know Barney's about to hit.
You said what?
Barney's about to hit.
Barney? Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Oh, I'm here for that.
You're here for it?
There's no other way I would watch the movie, in fact.
Really?
It's a creepy thing. It's very a creepy thing. It's creepy. You can't look at it as an adult and not see something creepy.
My gosh, I remember, or at least I was told, I loved Barney when I was growing up.
Mizu apparently is my favorite.
Yeah, same. Barney and Teletubbies.
Aww.
It's just going to be interesting. And I think they set the bar really, really high with Barbie. I just don't know how the other ones are going to pan out. Now, a Hot Wheels movie, which is also Mattel, I can see that being like Fast and Furious level, but like with fucking Hot Wheels. I could see that doing well.
I mean, yeah, I could see it doing well. But that's not for me. That one's not giving full. I'm not the target audience anymore.
She said, I'm out of the conversation now.
So I'm happy with Barbie overall. Yeah. Final take. Even though it's an 8.5 out of 10 for me.
I'm weak that it just grew to an 8.5. I feel like if we kept talking, you would have creeped up.
I feel like my mic is beating me up.
Oh, I didn't even see. I clicked off because I was like, what are we talking about next?
Okay, good. It's embarrassing. I only got two legs, so sometimes they get away from me.
I keep forgetting that your mic stand is broken.
It's a different kind of life.
So weak.
Julia, thank you for joining our Patreon. Maybe I'll get a new mic.
I'm so weak with all the money we're making from this, right? But no, for real, shout out to you, Jules, for always supporting our show in more ways than one, and we love you.
We will never, ever, ever forget. I'll be on my deathbed like, Julia!
She was always there for us.
She was the realest.
She, what's that for? She was the baddest. I was the realest.
That's that me on my deathbed. He's going to love that because we would sing that song in the car all the fucking time. Really? It was our song. Yes.
Oh my God. I love that. But also, quick recap of Beyonce because that was the other topic we were supposed to talk about. But not too much because Julia hasn't gone yet, I don't think.
There are outfit changes.
Many.
And she looks stunning.
And you're going to lose your mind.
Yes.
You might black out as I did.
I hope you do not do that.
Yeah, I hope you don't.
I made it through. No blackouts, Julia.
I blacked out because I was. It was a song that I've been waiting my whole life to hear, and I felt like I was in church. I feel like I caught the Holy Ghost, and I could not remember what happened during that song. I'm not going to tell you which song because I don't know if you're trying to keep the set list a secret too, if you're trying to avoid spoilers. But just know it is an out of body experience. Enjoy.
She did not play All Up in Your Mind. So stream it beforehand if you're trying to hear that song.
I'm so weak. But also, she plays a lot from the album 4.
Oh, yeah. Tune into 4 for sure.
Tune into 4. She played a lot from 4, which was very nice. It was a nice surprise. It was amazing. It was so good. Oh, she doesn't start on time, but I mean, I figured you probably knew that. Getting in was pretty much a breeze. We didn't really have any troubles getting in the stadium.
Get your merch.
Yeah, get your merch. Yeah, definitely get the merch early because there's multiple merch stands, but like try to find the ones that are ducked off that don't have like super long lines because we passed one and man, that line was fucking ridiculous. But they also move really quickly. They're really efficient. The lowest was there. I was trying to think. Was there a shirt for $40? Or was there something for $40? Or was the lowest price shirt $55?
I don't remember.
I don't either. Maybe there were some other things
for like $35. I don't know.
Yeah,
the
heated fan was $35.
Mm-hmm. Oh yikes! They looked cool though. Oh, bring a fan if you're not going to buy the heated fan because she's like, get your fan out.
Right. And it's hot also. Well, when you go in September, it might not be hot. Well,
it might be actually, the perfect temperature for you.
When is Seattle? Let's look it up. Beyonce, Seattle. Ooh. Oh, yeah, it is September.
Ooh, yeah, that'll be a perfect, like, that'll be not too hot. It was hot, I'll tell you what.
It was fucking scorching. Wear comfy shoes, but I feel like you already know this.
Yeah, the energy was unmatched. Like the crowd was just like everyone sitting around us was so just vibes and nice and chill and cool.
Oh yeah, and you're going by yourself. I think you'll have fun. You'll have the best time, and you'll find people around you.
I agree.
So that's our thoughts on that. I know we're keeping it. We're like very like low, but like, bro, you have no idea. You have no idea what you're about to witness.
A musical renaissance, in fact.
A visual renaissance.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because the visuals, honey, that everybody's been begging for, it's not the renaissance, okay?
We are the visuals.
That bitch, bitch, I said I fucking hate her. She gets on my nerves.
She's acting like Rihanna in this bit.
She is. I am enjoying her interacting with fans more. Because did you see the one where she picked their wedding song?
No.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was the show after ours, or maybe two shows after ours.
Yeah.
And they had a sign where it was like, which one should be our wedding song? And it was like EXO or 1+1. And she picked 1+1. Imagine being able to say Beyonce picked our wedding song.
Oh my God.
Like iconic.
Yeah, I saw like, I didn't realize exactly what was happening, but I saw like her being like, oh my God, I don't want to, you know, this is crazy. But she's so cute, bro. I'm so sick of her being cute.
I'm so weak. Also, Julia, Samra definitely told me, and I'm not letting you live this down at the moment. I'm having so much fun with this. Samra told me that this was going to be her last Beyonce show, and she was not going to any more Beyonce concerts. But the minute we got in the car, this girl said, I can't wait for the next one! And I said, yeah, you can't.
Let's wrap this up because this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. This is just outright slander.
Technically, I could be lying because I don't have video proof. I have no proof except my own word of mouth.
And I'm going to fight you in the grave.
She's so sad. In the grave.
Never. If you ever say that in front of Beyonce, I swear.
God, no. Who do you think I am? I am not that evil.
Okay,
oh,
good.
No.
That's great.
She's not in front of mother. How embarrassing. That's a whole other low.
What if you wanted to shame me so you looked better?
That's a lot. That's not even.
But what if she can only pick one?
Well. We've come to an impasse. In any other scenario, what's that TikTok? I got you, girl. From right here.
I'm done with you, bitch. No, honestly, though, I would have to vote for you, even in that scenario, because I wasn't there since the beginning. I can't lie. I wasn't there since the beginning.
When did you become a Beehive member?
Somewhere around 4, babe.
Really?
Yeah. 4 wow. was the first one I really got into.
Listen, 4 was an iconic. Somebody, I think I liked the tweet, but somebody put it out so beautifully because it was like one of those picture things where, you know, you like have to pick the 4 and like one has to go or like whatever.
I thought you
whatever.
Were good at it. I liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It mapped it out so beautifully. But also, the GIF gets a lot of unnecessary hate. The GIF was a beautiful album also.
It was so African.
Yeah, and I think I'm not going to get into it, but
oh, that's a deeper conversation.
You know you can already tell where I was going.
Not the diaspora.
Anywho.
All righty, well. This has been very nice.
I keep saying after dark.
At night.
And the crazy thing is, I kept saying at night when it was after dark.
Right, you truly just could not get with the time. Yeah, with the program. Get to your Zoom, Lana. Every day. You gotta get on your Zoom. Why are you not?
Chicago was on their Zoom. Did you hear their energy? Look around, everybody on mute. That's you rolling your eyes.
No, they were not. They were not.
They were on the Zoom.
They did not. They started singing at the end.
But, like, you're just supposed to go mute when she says mute.
They should have held it.
We didn't hold it?
Do you have the video? No, I don't have the video. Don't say we didn't.
Okay, Shari, who gonna check me?
Look.
Wait, is that the Housewives you watch? Do you know the reference I'm making?
Is that ATL?
Damn, do I know which one it is? I know she's a housewife, but I can't remember which one.
It's like Shari, like.
Because it's She by Shari.
She.
Okay. Which housewife is she? She is Atlanta. Yeah, she's an Atlanta OG.
I think I heard a Miss Shari.
Mm-hmm. Who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me?
That's very much me right now. Because we sang the loudest. We had perfect pitch. Remember that? Perfect pitch. Good luck trying to make that happen in Seattle, Julia.
Oh, not a challenge. She's about to send you all the videos.
They ain't got what the South got. I'll tell you what. They weren't raised in the church.
But the North has unison. That's something we ain't got down here.
Maybe in technology.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm coming for your industries now.
Bitch, all right, let's end this. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. We love you. And good night. Who am I, the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? What the fuck?
And good night.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Well, we hope you all enjoyed the episode and are so inclined to join our Patreon. In order to get our Patreon Coffee Break at Night episodes, you have to be either a well-read Betty for real or what's the other one called? Dang, I'm blanking. It's well-read Betty. Well, what's the middle one called?
Well-read for real? One of those well-read for real, right?
Yeah, I think that's the highest one, though. But what's the middle?
Babby on board?
Oh, bestie!
Oh, sorry. Maybe that should be a tier.
Yeah, I love that, actually. Okay, so it's well-read bestie, which is the $5 tier. And bestie. Then well-read baddie for real, which is the $10 tier. That's what it is. Those are the two that get the mini-sodes every month. And you also get a Q&A call with us. But yeah, again, we have all of the information linked in the description. And if $5 or $10 is not your jam, we have a $3 tier where you'll get a shout out on the show. You'll get access to our emails, which we don't blow y'all up with emails because we know how that feels. And yeah, so this is just something in addition that can support the show monetarily. As you all know, we are an independent organization over here. So all of these things come out of our own pockets, which is fine because we love this. But it's nice to have that, you know, extra little support.
Cha-ching. Financially. In the wallet, in the baddie for real wallet.
Period. And it just helps us produce more and better content. And yeah, so if you have any more questions or anything about the Patreon, let us know. Hit us up. You can always email us at shewillread@gmail.com. But until next time. Oh, this actually comes out on like Thanksgiving week. So happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
Yes, festive times to you all. Wishing you just the bestest days ever. #2023.
Yes, from our, I'm going to be corny real quick, from our family to yours.
Aw, from one baddie family to your baddie ass home.
So yes, okay, we love you guys, per usual.
Christmas card coming soon.
Yes. Okay, all right. You heard it here first, we're having a Christmas card. Until then, this has been another episode of She All Read. I'm Alana.
And I'm Samra.
Bye, y'all.